Well, my name is Patty Schneier, and I am a former high school teacher. Currently, I am a pro-life chastity speaker, and I travel across the United States speaking to teens about love and life. Tonight, I'm here to present some tips and suggestions for you as parents so that you will not despair and you will not lose hope. I know you're sitting there right now thinking about all those sexually transmitted diseases that are out there, and you want to just scream, "Oh my gosh, what can I do? What can I do? The world is a mess." And it's true. There is no pill, there is no antibiotic, there is not a condom out there that can protect your teen from HPV or any of the other many new sexually transmitted diseases that are out there. And I'm a parent of a teenager as well. I am right with you in my own fears. What can we do as parents so that our teenagers will not have to suffer the horrible consequences, the misery, the pain associated with sex? I know what I want to do. There is a part of me that would love to just lock my teenager up for the next 4, 8, 10 years. Lock him up so that he won't even have to face all the things that are out there on any given Friday night. I would love to just do that. But we know we can't. We can't do that. As parents, we know what we don't want for our kids. And it's a long list. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't do drugs. And with sex in particular, don't have sex before marriage. Don't get a sexually transmitted disease. Don't get pregnant. Don't get anybody pregnant. What's the message that most teens hear? Don't. Lots of don'ts. But there's a danger here. There's a danger for us as parents. If we only focus on what we don't want for our teens, we will parent out of fear. And our vision will become very, very narrow. When you parent out of fear, it results in a lot of rules and a lot of don'ts. But teens are still going to be out there, and they're still searching for love. They want to know, what is out there that I can say yes to? And how am I going to even know if I can even find it? Does real love even exist anymore? And if it does, what does it look like? What does it feel like? How am I going to know? How am I going to know? If we only teach the don'ts, we have failed them miserably. It has to be a two-part message. Now, there's no doubt, as parents, there are times when we have to preach against things that are evil. We have to try to uproot those evils. But just like when you pull a weed out of your garden, you may get the weed, but what remains? There's a hole there. There's a void. We have to fill the void with something infinitely better. Otherwise, another weed will simply come and take its place. And isn't that what we've done with sex? The message of just don't have sex before marriage leaves this huge void for the weeds of pornography, masturbation, oral sex, and anal sex to grow. If we just focus on the don'ts, we have failed to teach them the joy, the beauty, the power, the depth, the meaning of real love. Of real love. So tonight, I want you to flip the question. What do you want for your teenager? What kind of healthy, wholesome relationships do you want your teen to experience? What kind of marriage do you hope your teenager to have someday? What kind of husband are you training your sons to be? What kind of a wife are you training your daughter to be? Flip the question and ask yourself those questions. I'm here tonight to share with you what I share with teens all across the United States. My work is based on the Theology of the Body by Pope John Paul II, the writings of Christopher West, and my own personal stories. The message is positive. I simply share the good news, the great news about real love, about real love. And you know, I have learned that when you share the message of real love and teach teens how we were created in the image and likeness of God, how we were made for love, to love and be loved, the meaning of our bodies, and the depth, the joy, the beauty, the passion of real love, they want it. They want it.